greatest.
Blog Talk Radio.
How do you know? How do you try? How do you fail? Even a Marine tried and lost. It's on video. Your haters are delusional. Hey, do you know? Box Rec is finished. Deontay Wilder is still ducking me. Frank Stay is still delusional. Hey, when I hit Deontay Wilder with that hook, man, I bet Alabama felt that shit, man. Yo, Deontay, man, if you listen to this rematch, when I come back from Ukraine with my wife in Las Vegas, neutral ground, therefore, like, remember how we were arguing? Me and Wilder were arguing, like, Alabama, L.A., Alabama, L.A. He was like, I came down to L.A., how you come to, I agree to come to Alabama and shit, but he doesn't want to, he's not answering his phone, you know what I mean? So I stopped calling him. I mean, because look how much momentum I have now. I beat so many people. Okay, I beat Wilder already. You understand? I didn't even train for that fight. No. Yes. Listen, this guy, I don't know, of all the people listening to this radio, I mean, who I'm about to mention, this guy is a complete nobody. Nobody knows him, all right? He's seriously, Frank Stay, this guy is sick in the head. I mean, severe mental problems. Frank Stay. Some clown lives in Las Vegas. Some regular dude. Never fought in his life. Look, I know he's been on the air many times here. And he said, look, I don't care what he said. I've seen this guy in real life. He's soft. He's a pussy. He's fake. That's it. I saw it right away. Literally, like, right away. Even before I knocked Andrew Hartley the fuck out. And, you know, a question for this clown. When I knocked Andrew out, his boy, who he considers his boy, that's his boy, right? Why didn't he jump in? Why didn't he do anything? Why didn't he be like, what the fuck, man? You knocked my homie out. You know, he didn't say a fucking word. And right when I left, he became a tough guy. But when I was there, he didn't say a word. See? Now, that's the definition of a coward. No. Now let me explain it to everybody, to the fans, to the haters, to the neutral observers, to everybody, how I turned the tables on Skank Stay. Well, I know he was affiliated with the paid professional actors. I knew he knew Deontay Wilder. What's the big deal? One clown knows another clown. He knew Wilder, right? I wanted to beat Wilder. Okay, and these 5 Joes are long. The TV fighter from the EFC that I punched in the head 10 times, the slick underground boxer that I beat up, Southpaw Phil, him. These are all good fighters. Did Stacey Goodson, did they get me those fights? No. I got those fights myself. The U.S. Marine, man. Who got me that fight? Jesus Christ did, man. Yeah, God put him in front of me, and I whooped his fucking ass. The Marine, U.S. Marine, that's my day. Listen, in my opinion, that is my day. Yeah, it is my best one. So anyways, so when I knocked out Andrew Hartley, Skank Stay and backstabbed me, correct? So I thought, all right, well, I got to somehow get this clown back. He's terrified of me. You know what I mean? Come on. I punched Deontay Wilder in the jaw. Deontay Wilder flew away, literally, from one side of the ring to the other side of the ring. Deontay Wilder, as much as I hate the son of a bitch, if he hit Frank, Frank would either be dead or crippled, or I don't know. If I hit Frank, he'd have a funeral. You know, so. Yeah. Yesterday he started, you know, discrediting my win over the Marine. He started saying that, oh, I beat eight Marines. I'm like, eight Marines? I'm like, dude, you don't have a single video of you fighting anybody. You don't even have not one, nothing, no sparring, no real training, no, like, forget training. He does not have any fight videos of himself. This guy is completely out of his mind. He's sick. He's just some sick fucking psychopath. And what the fuck is Top Rank? Prank Stayer, man. It's more like Top Prank. You know what I'm saying? And I told him, I said that, like, I'm beating world-class fighters. I beat Jules Wall, Deontay Wilder. I beat a U.S. Marine. You know, me punching you, that's like fucking picking on a Down syndrome kid. But if you're gonna insult Ms. Zonoff, my wife, if you're going to insult my wife, oh, you better, yeah, that's no-no. That's a no-no. I would severely hurt somebody for my wife. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and he started talking about some friends and all this shit, and I told him, hey, listen, here's my address. Come down right now. Bring your fucking friend. I'm going to call fucking three of you out. I waited literally until 5 in the morning yesterday. I was talking to my wife on the phone. My wife and I, she just told me to ignore this idiot. I told her, yeah, baby, he's a clown. Nobody showed up. No friends, no Frank, nothing. The guy's a complete nut job. And basically, I used him for Deontay Wilder's contact. And he gave me Wilder's number. And I kept calling Deontay Wilder, and I kept challenging him, and leaving voicemails and text messages, and kept talking shit to Wilder so I can beat his ass. And Wilder finally. No, but see, before that, I mean, Wilder talked on Facebook. And then Wilder responded. And the thing is, since Prank Stea gave me the number, that's why I thought the whole time, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even think, like, I wasn't sure. I'm like, this, you know, listen, there's no, I beat the shit out of so many TV fighters. They're regular people, man. They're punching them and punching underground fighters, that it's the same. For me, it's the same. They're all victims. I'm the GOAT. They're all challengers, and I'm the champion. That's it. But the thing is, Deontay Wilder is considered, what, the top heavyweight boxer, top whatever, you know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, I got to beat this guy. Since Klitschko doesn't want to fight, you know, hell, you know, this guy would be an even better one than Klitschko. He's younger, you know, he's taller, you know what I'm saying? He got more reach on Klitschko, you know what I'm saying? I think it'd be a better, you know, better win than beating Klitschko. Since Klitschko never, ever wants to fight, and I've been contacting Klitschko, his office, for years, and it's just ridiculous. You know, Klitschko's terrified of me. Look, any Marine would kill Klitschko in a street fight. I'd beat a U.S. Marine on video, right? Who'd give me that chance? I did it anyway. So Wilder responds. This is it. Tells me he's going to come to L.A. in about 3 weeks, 2-3 weeks. And that's it. And we all saw it. Sat through jail. He got disqualified in the second fight. In the ring, hey, like I said, when I hit Wilder in the jaw, man, I'm telling you, man. And you know what's crazy? I texted Wilder. He saw that bomb. That was a bomb, man. I hit Wilder with a bomb. I texted Wilder, and he responded. He was talking shit. He's like, oh, you want something? You want something? Right. He's like, yeah, I'm going to come. I'm like, all right. I'm like, hey, Deontay. I'm like, they call you the bronze bomber, right? Well, I'm going to show you how to bomb for real, motherfucker. That's what I told him. He sure felt that bomb, man. That's why he doesn't want a third fight. He was confused. He was like, how the fuck did this 6-foot middleweight punch me harder than all these super heavyweights that I fight on ESPN and fucking Showtime, Joke Time, and all this bullshit. You know what I mean? That middleweight's the greatest of all time, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and basically, I used Prankstea so I can get Deontay's contacts. Behind his back, me and my friends, we would all gather up and clown this idiot. I was never his friend. I never considered myself his friend. You kidding me? I hate that guy, man. Yeah, man, that piece of shit, he deserves a gas chamber, man. He's a narcissist. Listen, the only way to make Prankstea commit suicide is for me to knock out Floyd Mayweather Jr. That's his favorite fake fighter. You know, I beat Deontay Wilder. I'm sure that hurt him. But if I knock out Mayweather Jr. one day, he's going to drown himself. I don't know. He's going to do something bad to himself. But again, you know, beating Mayweather's a mission, man. Come on. I saw Mayweather standing next to Wilder. It was like, the motherfucker's like tiny, man. He's a little tiny. I've seen Mayweather in real life. I should have bombed on him that day. But the thing is, he had like 20 securities. If I knocked Mayweather out, they would have jumped me, and I would have had to fight, you know, fight 20 people. But, you know, yeah, so. Yeah, like I said, Frank's day was a pussy. Hey, Frank, man, you listening to this? Listen, clown. I beat Joe Zavala, Deontay Wilder, Southpaw Phil, the U.S. Marine, the UFC TV fighter, the 185-pounder that I hit 10 times in the head. All right? Jacob, the jiu-jitsu fighter. Right? Gonzalez, the huge guy with the hoodie. Gonzalez on his back. These guys would kill you, man. You are not a fighter. You have zero videos of you fighting people, right? It's not top rank. It's top prank. Mainstream boxing is a fucking joke. You realize the Underground is now hosting Charlie Zonoff versus Marines? We're above you fucking people. Got a clue? Yeah. You're a fucking joke, dude. You can bring fucking 10 friends if you want. You're all going to get knocked the fuck out. You know what the fuck I was, son? I'm leaving the Ukraine in 2 weeks. Fucking bitch-ass motherfucker. This guy's a pussy. I'm telling you. And, oh, and another thing what I want to say. So after I beat Deontay Wilder, I was like, all right, well, that's it. I started just going to the gym. I'm challenging. Just recently, I just beat a kickboxer. I beat another kickboxer. Oh, in 2014, I beat Xavier, who was Muay Thai, and I beat a guy from K1, 250 pounds, Mansfield. His name is Mansfield, like first or last. He just said Mansfield. I don't know. Big black guy, 250-pounder. You know what I'm saying? Prankstea would piss his panties if he saw this guy. I punched this guy in the face, and this guy quit and said, hey, I'm cool, man. Yeah, so you better fucking sit down, motherfucker, and realize who the fuck Charlie Zelenoff is, man. Fucking retard, man. Yeah, this fucking clown was running his mouth, man. He's fucking crazy, man. Listen, my wife is a goddess. I love my wife. All right? I'll see her in 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. Now, listen up, Frank. I mean, prank. I'm the champ. Therefore, don't you ever talk shit about me, Zono, because your tramp cannot compare to my wife. My wife, supermodel. Not just regular model. Every girl says they modeled before. My wife, supermodel. Right? You hear the word super? Supermodel. Well, not anymore. It used to be. Oh, yeah. Fucking retard. Yeah, if I hit Deontay Wilder and TKO'd him, if I hit Prankstea, what the fuck? You'd get the coffin, son. You'd be dead, man. Yeah, man. You'd be fucking dead, dude. Yeah, I told this retard. Like, fucking clown. I'd just be the U.S. Marine, man. You know who the fuck I was, man. Like, bring your fucking friends. Bring your friends. Bring a few people. It's one-on-one. One-on-one is not interesting. Let's go 2-3-on-1, and I'll fucking knock you bitches out like you're fucking bugs, man. What do we bring your homies? Let's go 3-on-1. I'm beating Marines like they're fucking dummies, man. You can bring extra people with you to make it fair. Because nobody, it's theoretically impossible to beat me one-on-one. Bring extra people with you, seriously. I'll knock you bitches out. It's 2-3-on-1, whatever. Let's go, man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He said he was going to bring some people. I waited. Nobody came. Not a soul. No, nothing. Not a door. Nobody knocked on my door. Nothing. Zero. Listen, my wife told me, ignore him. He just beat a Marine. I just scored the best victory of my life. This retard gave me Deontay's contact. I beat Deontay. Deontay doesn't want a rematch. But anyways, Frank stays nobody, and that's where the end's at. You know what I'm saying? You didn't make shit, moron. Self-made man, motherfucker. The greatest of all time. Just remember that. Yeah, I bet you haters shit yourselves when you seen that left hook connect on that Marine when his fucking legs went spaghetti. Yeah. Do you understand it? Okay, that's me going hard. Like, when I'm punching him, that was me going hard. But that was not me going 100%. Against Vasquez, yeah, that was 100%. Six power shots in half a second, yeah, that's... I mean, Floyd Mayweather can't even count the six, man. You kidding me? These heavyweights I'm knocking out and stopping, whatever the fuck. These are super heavyweight. We're talking about guys that weigh over 200 pounds, man. They don't even have to hit this fucking clown, Mayweather, Pacquiao. They don't even have to hit them full, like, flush. They just, let's say Mayweather would fight Wilder, right? If Wilder would just throw one hook at Mayweather, if he connected on his gloves, just the force would drop Mayweather. He doesn't even have to hit him in the face. He doesn't even have to connect on him at all. Just the force. This is it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm so strong. I'm so fast that I can avoid these heavyweights' punches, and I can hit them before they can hit me. That's what makes me the GOAT. These guys like Mayweather, Pacquiao, they don't have that ability. You know what I'm saying? They don't have that. Everybody I fight is bigger than me. Like, pretty much, like, all my fights, everybody. All my opposition. Well, look at the last, the Marine, though. That guy was big motherfucker. The number 78, that big-ass heavyweight that I jabbed. Now, that's a much better jab than Vlad Bitchko. That guy that I jabbed, oh, my God. That was phenomenal. I left hooked him, then I jabbed him. This son of a bitch, when we flew away, that was just a jab. You saw what my hooks did to that Marine. You know what I mean? It's always the greatest. Yeah, and basically, once I did Wilder, that was it. You know, I just started going to the gym and just, I haven't been doing that. I beat Kevin Lucas. Oh, shit, Kevin Lucas, man. Are you kidding me, man? Seven uppercuts in the face, man. I hit that guy four times in the head in 1 second, man. What the fuck? Kevin Wilkins from France, man. You kidding me? Yeah, man, like, I got videos of me doing this shit, man. It's fucking degenerate, fucking Down syndrome, Frank Stay guy. This guy does not have a single video of him fighting anybody. He's mental. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not joking. Shane Langford would knock Frank Stay out, dude. Yeah, me knocking Frank out, that's like... Step back, that's like, that's fuck, man. That's, I don't even know how to call it, man. That's like punching Hartley again, man. That's like, that's ridiculous. Yeah, that's the thing. When I knocked Andrew Hartley out, he was there. He didn't do a goddamn thing. He didn't do shit. Let me tell everybody, let me explain something else about this right there. When we were supposedly cool, I was 66-0, right? This motherfucker calls me. He's like, yo, champ, man, I'm in L.A., man. I'm with my boys, and we want to congratulate you on your wins and shit against, you know, Deontay and all this shit, you know, and all the other ones. And I'm like, all right, cool. And then he's like, yeah, meet me at the Hollywood Boulevard, man. I'm like, all right. So I'm thinking, I'm like, well, all right, what should I do? I'm like, should I, like, meet him like a homie, or should I meet him and just set him up and knock him the fuck out? All the shit he talked in the past. And I'm just thinking, I'm like, yeah, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, like, when he shows up, we'll see how he's acting. If I see some fucking, you know, like, weird shit, you know what I mean, some sarcastic bullshit, he can go to sleep. that's he didn't even show up. Do you understand? Like when he thought that I hated him the whole time. I was laughing at him the whole time, you know. But if he showed, he put like this: Frank Stan and his buddy, they were scared to meet me when I was supposedly cool with him. Yeah, so come on. This guy would run away from me if he saw me. And then I'm moving to Vegas with my wife. So, like I said, I'm after the Mayweather. I don't even want to call it the Mayweather clan. Well, they're not a clan. They're nobody's. The Mayweather's. I'd be senior. I want to knock out Junior and Roger. But, you know, I just want to literally be able to say that I beat all the Mayweathers. You know, and all of them. You know, I know I beat Deontay Wilder and Jules Wall, and beating heavyweights that big, that's, you know, strong. Wilder's not that strong. Jules Wall is, but Wilder's not that strong. Wilder's just tall. After beating Wilder, beating Mayweather Jr., again, it's a moral victory, you know? It's a moral victory. He's small. He's not in my league. That U.S. Marine that I beat down, that guy would kill Mayweather Jr. He said it himself, actually. He said he wants to fight Mayweather. He hates Mayweather. Yeah, he doesn't like Mayweather. He said he wants to. He said that in a rematch, he said he'd be better against me. I said, man, you get crushed again, man. No, he started saying, he's like, we win some, we lose some. He's like, well, you win some, you lose some, but I never lose. I never lose any. Man. They didn't know, motherfucker. I'm like, and you were victim A. I told him. I'm like, this is it. I told him, I'm like, if I give you a rematch, I'm like, it's going to be the same fucking result. Except this time, he's going to get it. I mean, he nearly got laid the fuck out. And this time, he's going to get laid out. You know, he got smashed. I TKO'd him. Listen, I punched him 4 times on video. I hit him total 6 times off the video. When that guy turned off the camera, we continued throwing hands. And I hit him 2 more times, and this is it. He took off his wallet. He's like, I'm done. I made a Marine quit. Yeah, the final punch was a right jab in the jaw. Like a really, like, okay, it was such a hard, fast jab. It was fucking just, man, it was bomb. All right, you saw the left jab against that big, bald, white-skinned black guy? Yeah, it was harder than that. It was just pure accuracy, man. It was something that this clown, Muhammad Ali, and Mayweather Jr. and Pacquiao, they cannot compete with. It was just, oh, man, that motherfucker couldn't even see it. Yeah, he had his guard and everything. That motherfucker couldn't even see it. It just went bald right in his chin. Son of a bitch just took off his gloves. I raised my hands. I'm like, hey, we can continue. He's like, no, I'm good. I'm all right. So then, hey, they know. Yeah, we shook hands after the fight. I said, sportsmanship, you know. Yeah, with you know, Marines, underground fighters, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Listen, mainstream, yeah, that's those pussies, they get no credit. They're fucking frauds. I beat some mainstream quant at the gym. K1 is mainstream. Yeah, I tagged this guy with like 5% of my power. This fucking pussy quit 250-pounder Mansfield, K1. You hear that, Frank Stan? I beat a K1 guy, man. Oh, Tyrone Sponge too. Well, forfeits don't count anymore. You know what I'm saying? He didn't show up, so yeah. Tyrone Sponge, some clown. Like I said, none of these people are big time. They're just frauds. It's just like what do they get paid for to make live movies? You know, like what the fuck, mainstream boxing? Like it's fake. And the fights that are not fake, those guys are fucking terrible. Glass jaws, fucking no power, no speed, nothing. Man. These guys are all overrated. If they were good, they'd fight much more often. You know, it's a show. They talk more about the ring walk than they do about the actual fight. It's just a show. It's a live movie. It's like WWE, basically. Literally. Yeah, underground boxing, that's real battle. You know what I'm saying? It's real battle. Hey, Deontay Wilder. Hey, pussy boy. No, you're not answering your phone. I stopped calling you. I left you alone. I beat you in the rain. No, when me and my wife come back. Oh, yeah, Frank Stagg gave me your number, man. So, and I snapped your jaw. Sucks that he wasn't there. I would have snapped both your jaws. But he would have died. See, that's what I'm saying. I nearly fucking killed Wilder with that last hook, man. If I hit, Wilder's like 1,000 times stronger than Frank. If I hit Skank, then yeah, he'd be, I'm telling you, he'd be comatose, or he'd be fucking, yeah, he'd be on the other side. Like that song they made about Michael Jackson, yeah, they wouldn't make a song about him. He's nobody. But, you know what I mean? Yeah, he'd be on, that's what I'm saying. So, but let me explain to my fans why Frank Stagg gave me Deontay Wilder's number. Because he thought Wilder was going to beat me. Yeah, he wanted, and then when he saw the video of me smashing Wilder in the face with that hook, he was like, oh, fuck. You know, that's it. And they wanted some, they think that the disqualification, I bombed on Wilder with those body shots. He hit me in the back of the head. Shouldn't even be counted as a valid knockdown. Back of the head. Swung while I was on a knee. Disqualification, Charlie Zonoff, and still the champion. What did I do after that? I got even better. I continued annihilating everybody. See, if the TKL versus Wilder did, like, it happened. You can't see these clowns, TMZ, HBO, Showtime, they can't act like it didn't. It happened. It's on video. I smashed Wilder in the ring. It occurred. Now, if that TKO didn't happen, yeah, then it would be bad. I would still be undefeated, but it would be bad. Then it would be like, yeah, fuck. You know what I mean? But that TKO, I got him. And I'm sure this piece of shit, Frank Stagg, he's very disappointed that I beat Deontay Wilder. He gave me his contact. Fuck, thanks, retard. Oh, man, that left hook, man, you don't understand. See, like, you understand how great it felt to punch that 6'7" fucking mainstream piece of shit, man. See, how come you never punched Deontay? Frank Stagg, why don't you ever punch Deontay Wilder, man? If Deontay Wilder came up to you and said, yo, did you get my number out? He'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry, man. He'd be like, oh, yeah, you fucking bitch-ass motherfucker, man. They'd take your fucking lunch if you were in the county that I was at. Bitch-ass fucking pussy, man. Man, this fucking clown hyping up Mayweather Jr., man. And if I hit Mayweather Jr. one time, man, like I hit that Marine, Mayweather Jr. would dive into the canvas like fucking Michael Phelps, motherfucker, man. Fucking bitch-ass clowns, man. Mayweather, man. The fuck, Mayweather Jr.? Pillow fist, fucking feather-fisted clown. 12 rounds slaps. How the fuck can you have, literally, 36 minutes? It took me 60 seconds to stop a Marine. He looked like a heavyweight. I thought he was a heavyweight. He told me he's 170 plus. He looks more than that, man. Yeah, I thought he was a heavyweight. I asked him. I talked to him. Hey, how many heavyweights did I beat? The guy, the 205 pounder, the Joe Zavala, 260, Gonzalez, 260. What the fuck? These are super heavyweights, man. It doesn't matter how much you weigh. It doesn't matter how much that motherfucker weighed, man. He was a Marine. And you know what this retard Frank Stagg said? I couldn't believe what I was reading. He said the U.S. Army? No, literally, this guy's mental. Fucking the Army. Listen, they have women that join the Army. The Army, I'm not saying the Army, the Army's whatever. They're average, you know what I mean? Marines, they're a way higher branch. Okay, Navy SEALs. Okay, I'm stronger than all of them. I'm the best boxer in the world. But I'm talking about the military, okay? Marines are special forces. The Army is just the Army, you know what I mean? They're not, that's it. This retard actually said that Army has better fighters than Marines, just to discredit my victory. I'm like, dude, you're mentally ill. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I punched that, I made that Marine, man, spaghetti leg dance, man, come on. Motherfucker did the, he did the chicken dance on video, man. He hit it to finish. Charlie Zonoff's the greatest, man. What the fuck? I'm the GOAT. Hey, listen, 2 weeks? In 2.5 weeks, I'm going to see my wife. Oh, this time, this is it. It's, the probation's over, man. That's it. You know, my probation never got extended. I just got mistaken. I thought it was over on the 8th, but it was, time's flying. I can't wait to see my baby. Listen, I'm already paying rent for the house that we're going to live in. But she already was there. She's waiting for me. The bed is there. The kitchen. She showed me the whole house. There. Oh, very nice place. Yeah, like in Ukraine, it's a good area in Ukraine. There's no war over there where she's at, obviously. But I'm saying in Ukraine, it's a lot cheaper. It's different, man. It's a lot cheaper to live in Ukraine than in the United States. Like a house like that here in Hollywood. Oh shit. It would be a lot. Yeah, like here it's like fucking ripoff, you know what I'm saying? Like they got regular houses here that are like fucking any property. They just fucking but where me and my wife my house and my wife's house. Yeah, it's good. It's me and her for that. No more stress, no more of these fucking trolls, man. So then I beat these people, man. I beat everybody, man. Actually, one of my favorite fights, my second favorite fight after victory over the Marine. When I beat Derek the Giant, that's my second favorite fight of all time. And when I beat Jules Vallon, and then when I beat that UFC guy, the TV fighter, that I punched in the head 10 times, man, that was epic, dude. This motherfucker comes in, he's like, oh, yeah, I fight on national television. I'm like, I beat Deontay Wilder. He's like, who's that? I never heard of him. I'm like, well, he fights on TV, too, just like you. I'm like, so what? He's like, okay. I'm like, all right, let's fight. And then there you go. It's on video that I did to him. I beat the shit out of him, man. You know what I'm saying? That white boy would fucking... I'm a white boy too, but I'm just saying that motherfucker would kill fucking that dude would kill Frank. So fuck no more. I don't want to give this clown shout outs anymore. So that, he's nobody. Let's treat him for who he is. He's a nobody. Let's treat me for who I am. The GOAT. Greatest of all time. See that. Always on the best I've always done. Yeah. Oh yeah, and basically one thing before I stopped mentioning this one, okay, I forgot. Yeah, so when it was supposedly cool when him and his boy called, he calls me back. He's like, oh yo man, champ man, I can't make it. Like when we were supposed to kick in Hollywood, right? He's like, yeah, we got stuck in some traffic, man. I don't know, man, I can't make it. He's sounding nervous as fuck. I'm like, okay, all right, cool, man. I'm like, some other time there, man. And he can't make it. No, basically, he shit his pants, and he was like, fuck that. He's like, I don't want to get knocked out by Charlie Noah. He's like, he might knock me out for all the shit I talked on the internet to him. You know, he's like, I'm cool. I don't want to risk it. He may not knock me out. He may just, shake my hand and be like, fuck it. And he may knock me out, so I'm not going to risk it. So I'm just going to tell him that I'm stuck in traffic. Right, Frank? Yeah, you fucking bitch-ass pussy. Anyways, back on subject. Now, I'm putting an offer out right now for Deontay Wilder. All right. When I'm back from Ukraine, me and you, Wilder, we did this before. We fought. The whole world seen it. The whole world seen me bomb on you. And legitimately beat you. You got disqualified against me. I beat you twice. PK on DQ. Now, if you think you won, which you didn't, we can settle this once and for all. Neutral grounds. When I'm back from the Ukraine, when me and my wife are back from the Ukraine, me against you, 8 ounce gloves, just say, listen, what ounce gloves do we have left? 8 ounce gloves. Everything the same. Except this time, when I hit you in ropes, I'm not going to save you, son. You're going straight to the canvas. Me and you in Las Vegas. Anyway, then in a smaller ring, you get knocked out faster. It doesn't matter. Bigger ring, you get to run more. I'll still catch you. You rush me, you're going to walk in the hook and get knocked out. No. Las Vegas. Me against you, Wilder. A third fight. You go all three against me. Boxer is a joke. I beat you, and you're considered, the top heavyweight? You may be... Yeah, you're not a number one fighter in the world. You lost to me. I'm not... Well, I mean, a boxer considers you WBC. Okay, well, you lost to the UBS champion. So that means that the UBS is above the WBC. That means the WBC is fake. Because you got smashed with one punch, huh? Yeah, you can't have 1,000 champions. It's not realistic. I've been saying it. It's just mainstream boxing. You guys are literally delusional. You guys are not real. Oh, by the way, and a friend of mine said that he saw me. He was on video when I punched Wilder. Yeah, and that dude saw Mike Tyson. He told me, and he said that he saw Tyson getting in. I don't know. It was like 4 or 5 months ago. He said he saw Mike Tyson getting into some car with like 5, 6 people. He said, and he in Hollywood Boulevard. He said that. He's like, damn. He's like, I wish Charlie was there to knock his ass out. Yeah, he said he wanted to tell Tyson. He said Tyson was already getting in the car. He said he wanted to tell Tyson. He was like, I'm sure you heard the name, Charlie Dolanoff. He's like, no shit, he knows me. I'd be Deontay Wilder, bro. Knocked out Mayweather Senior. Yeah, so, yeah, dude, man. Mike Tyson, man. If I knock out Mike Tyson right now, they'd give the old man excuse. They'd be like, oh, you beat an old Tyson. Try beating him. Fucking, tried beating him in the 80s, you know. I'd knock out a 20-year-old Mike Tyson. Those hooks I was hitting that marine with? Oh, trust me. Mike Tyson would go to sleep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he would. He can't take that power. No lie. He'd go to sleep. I TKO'd that marine with a jab. I would not, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I'll jab Tyson. I'll just throw hooks at him up top. Wait, I'm taller than him. Yeah, I just throw hooks at him. I just hit him in the jaw. Oh, the Tyson, easy work. Right now, 15, 20 years ago, tattooing something, man, I'd kill Tyson. Yeah. Ali, sprinter, runner, get him against the ropes. Who's that? He covers up, hit him in the body a few times. He opens up in the jaw. Well. Good night, Cassius. Charles is a good motherfucker. See? Tough Cal King. Yeah, destroyed that Marine. That victory just, career defining victory.